Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And of course, we had hoped today we were going to have Mr. Richard Hoagland with us, and we were going to be talking about his views of aliens and all these other forces that are out there in the world that many people believe in, that are really behind the UFO phenomenon and the government cover-up of UFOs, but it doesn't look like he's going to be with us. We've been leaving messages with him for several days, and he's not answering his phone, so it's just going to be you and me. And, of course, we hope that many of you out there will want to, of course, join in our conversation, because that's what makes it so interesting. So we're going to have open lines if Mr. Hoagland doesn't show up. Our telephone number, of course, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But let me tell you that there are many, many people out there, and they've got a lot of views. Many of them realize that there's a force behind what's going on in the world today. And a lot of them will tell you that the real force is, of course, the British monarchy. And behind the British monarchy are the reptilian people. And you may think that sounds a little far out, but there are a lot of people who've read David Icke and some of the other things written, and they really believe in this this conspiracy. And of course, because of that, why, of course, their whole view of what's transpiring today, it gets into this whole New Age movement. And they're being misled from an understanding of the true nature of the spiritual battle in which we're engaged. And so what we'll try to do today will be perhaps to just discuss some of these various theories. Certainly, we know, for instance, if you've ever had the opportunity to read the book titled A Report from Iron Mountain, this was a think tank, or at least was supposedly a think tank made up of high government officials and people who were related to the establishment on how to govern us common folks. And they finally decided you had to have an enemy. And of course, you know, because if we weren't going to have wars, maybe we weren't going to have any more wars with the Russians, then where would the enemy come from? Well, let's see now. Well, maybe we could convince the people that there were aliens from outer space. And this is basically what they said. If we could convince them there were aliens from outer space, then, of course, we could rally the people behind this world government. There's an external enemy. And then, of course, we'll create this impression that they're aliens. And then, of course, what they really came up, the final conclusion was, no, we'll convince them that the enemy is the environment. It will be pollution. And one of the things I'll never forget, they said, we may have to actually pollute the whole world. But it doesn't really matter, despite the fact we may have to pollute the world, why, of course, we'll go ahead and do that as long as we can utilize that to convince the people that they should follow our rule. Well, this is the sort of thing, these are the sort of things that people within the upper circles, within the elite, really believe. Now, we actually have this book, The Report from Iron Mountain. It's available, and we'll, you can get it by giving us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. My friend Joan Vian has an excellent section on that in her book, Global Straitjacket. And so if you really want to look into this in more detail, give us a call. And of course, that is 1-800-544-8927, and either ask for the Global Straitjacket or the Report from Iron Mountain. But we certainly recommend both of them to you. It's important you understand how these people who rule us really think, who control both political parties and make mockery out of the concept of representative government. Have you ever wondered what really happened at Waco? Have you ever wondered if maybe the government was not giving you the full story? Well, there is the most amazing video. It's called Waco, the Rules of Engagement, 2.5 ripping hours of the story of a government onslaught of a group of
peaceable people. Now, their religion may be different than yours and mine, but they were still Christians, they still believed in the Bible, and they believed that the government would one day become their enemy and destroy them. Well, Waco, the Rules of Engagement is a video that everybody who loves freedom should see, because the ultimate conclusion is the government did not want them to come out. The government did everything they could to keep them from coming out, to antagonize them, loud music, lights all the time, to totally create a situation where they could not think clearly or respond normally. Waco, the Rules of Engagement, is currently unavailable to regular sources. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR right now.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, at this point, we want to introduce you to our program this afternoon. Now, we'd hoped we were going to be able to have Richard Hoagland with us talking about some of his views about the aliens, the UFOs that are out there. And there are a lot of people who honestly believe, in UFOs. In fact, somebody recently said that more people believe in UFOs than believe that there's going to be any money left in the Social Security system when they retire. And there's probably a good deal of truth in that statement. But where do UFOs fit into the whole panorama of what's going on in the world today? And probably everybody has heard of what happened in Roswell, Mexico. Something happened there back about, I think, about 1947. And, of course, the government has been saying ever since then that it was a weather balloon. But we know that something really happened since then. And there has really been a government blockout on UFOs. But I know so many people have seen them. People in my own family have seen the UFOs. And you realize that there are tens of thousands of reported cases of alien abductions, and that there are scientists, psychiatrists at Harvard University who have actually studied alien abductions. And there is a consistency in the stories that are told. They all seem to have to do with sexual molestation and collecting either sperm from males or ova from women. What in heaven's name are they talking about? And they all describe the same sort of weird-looking little people. And as you talk to them, the people who have been abducted, a real consistency in their stories. Well, we're going to be back here in just a moment to explore this whole field. And, of course, we'd like to hear from you at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. What are these supernatural things that are taking place today? Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course we don't really have any program that's really prepared. We were hoping to have Richard Hoagland with us, but apparently he's not going to be available. So I thought I'd talk a little bit about the UFO phenomenon. Now, there are really millions of people who have seen UFOs, and there were a whole flock of them over Phoenix a few years ago, and nobody can give you a logical explanation. There are crop circles out there that could never have been made simply as part of some sort of a farce. Oh, some of them may be a farce, but most of them are not. And then, of course, there are the situations, the cattle mutilations, where a cattle will be found, and, of course, certain organs, their sexual organs, will have been cut out, and all the blood is gone. And, of course, there's certain parts of the country where these cattle mutilations take place. What really is going on? Well, I will tell you what's going on. There is a spiritual battle between good and evil. It's been here since the beginning of time. And there are demonic forces that sometimes come over into the human category. And, of course, we see this if you believe in the Bible at all, and you go back and you read the story of what happened at the time of Noah. And at that time, the sons of God, and these were actually fallen angels that come down, and, of course, they had mated with women, and they produced something called the Nephilim. And they were giants. They were superhuman beings. And they, of course, created a totally evil world. The world was so evil, if you believe the Bible, and I happen to believe it, that God saw no other means of cleansing his creation other than to destroy everything. And, of course, but these were supernatural beings, half human, half demonic, demons. And apparently there was a tremendous intelligence, a tremendously advanced society at that time, because, of course, those who tap into Lucifer's knowledge do tap into supernatural intelligence. and that much of what you see in the world today, and you don't understand that, really comes from tapping into that internet, that supernatural intelligence. Do you realize that up until just a little over 140 years ago, the primary means of transportation going back from the beginning of time had been the horse? Really, it's only been the last 130 or 40 years we've had trains, and really only the beginning of the 20th century we had cars. The first flight was shortly after the beginning of the 20th century. And in this past 100 years, tremendous, tremendous things have happened, as far as our knowledge, as far as what's going on in the world. How did it all come about, and what does this have to do with what happened at the time of Noah? Well, according to the Bible, why first there was this society there, but it was totally wicked, and God destroyed the world. And then, of course, Noah and his family, his three sons, survived. Eight people in the world, at least we're told, eight people in the world. And then, of course, they began to repopulate the world. And a few generations later, you have Nimrod. And Nimrod, of course, tries to create a world society, and he wants to build this temple to Babel. And once again, the Lord intervened. Now, do you know why he wanted to build a temple? And, of course, most people don't understand that, of course, all of this was a revolt against God. Nimrod and his followers said, God is never going to destroy us again. We're better than God. So we're going to build a temple that's so high that if, God ever tries to destroy people again through the flood, we're going to be able to get on the top floors of this building, and he's not going to be able to destroy us. Well, right now we've got Victor calling in from Arizona. Hi, Victor. How are you doing?
Fine. How are you, Doug?
I'm doing fine. Whereabouts are you listening to us?
I'm listening to you on the Internet.
Okay, fine. Well, it's good to have you with us. You have a question or comment?
Yes, I do. First, I'd like to compliment you on the great work you're doing. I got some of your videos, and I'm about to order some more of your books. I feel that your work is very well researched and scholarly, which helps a lot when you're presenting material to people that don't understand or are very skeptical.
Well, I appreciate that. We try to give you the source material, and then what we really want to do is people to actually check out the facts to determine whether it's true or not. That was a mistake I made some 42 years ago when I got started on this, or 41 years ago. I started to check the facts, and I suddenly realized that everything I'd learned in college had been wrong.
I admire your diligence, Doctor, because we're definitely not getting the truth from the media sources, from our schools, even from the pulpits. That's one thing that concerns me, why we're not hearing the truth from the corporate churches. Someone suggested it's because they want to protect their tax-exempt status.
Well, that, and you have to understand that they infiltrated our seminaries over 50 years ago. And they changed the message of the church. Now, if, for instance, our founding fathers had believed in the interpretation of Romans 13 that is preached in our churches today, why, America would still be, we'd all be British subjects. This was not the interpretation of Romans 13 that our founding fathers believed in, but this has been used to neutralize the church. And then, of course, there's rapturitis. That means that you're so concerned that you're going to be convinced you're going to be raptured out of here before anything bad happens that, of course, you're not going to do anything. And that's what happened to the people in Germany. They did exactly the same thing in Hitler's Germany. They taught the rapture. They taught Romans 13. Oh, nothing bad's ever going to happen to you. After all, you're God's children. Well, there's nothing in the Bible that says anything about America and Americans being raptured out of this world before this country goes through terrible suffering and is destroyed. But this is the message they're teaching in the church, and this is a false message. They've changed the message, and they've changed the music of the church. And, it's a tragic situation when a retired orthopedic surgeon and a few people like myself have to be out here trying to awaken the Christians to the truth that they're not getting in the churches today.
Yes, I appreciate that. I do admire your work. I have another question for you, please, and that regards to what extent do you feel that Russia and China are an imminent threat as far as potential nuclear confrontation or something of that nature, a surprise attack of some kind?
I think it's a very, very real possibility. It was just a week ago, last Wednesday, when the head of the Jewish or the Israeli Mossad appeared on 60 Minutes too and announced that we are in World War III. And he said September 11th was the beginning of World War III. A few days later, James Woolsey, a member of the Project for the New American Century Group, a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, former director of the CIA, went on a national television and announced we were in World War IV, the idea being that the Cold War was World War III. And then, of course, the next day or so, why Frank Gaffney, also a member of the Project for the New American Century Group that Woolsey belongs to. It's only a small group, maybe 50 or 60 people, but they dominate what we see on television. They control our reality in large part. And Frank Gaffney is on defending James Woolsey, talking about the coming war that's coming. And we are involved in a war. And Iraq is simply the second in a series of countries that we intend to take over control of. And, of course, you only need to be reading the Wall Street Journal today to see what they're talking about. We're talking about Iran. We're talking about Syria. We're talking about Korea. We're talking about the other countries in the Middle East. But, you see, if you understand what this is really all about, how can you have a world government if you've got nations that don't want to give up their freedom, don't want to give up their sovereignty? Our leaders are quite willing to lead us into this new world order, but the leaders over there, many of whom we had kept in power, really don't want to give up their sovereignty and their power to a supranational organization, so we're going to replace those governments with leaders. We're going to put in puppets who will, like we put a puppet into the Karzai, is the American puppet, formerly employed by UNICAL, oil company here in the United States. Karzai, the dictator of Afghanistan, certainly was not elected democratically, and he doesn't represent the aspirations of the Afghan people. We're going to do the same thing in Iraq, and I fear that, of course, as a result of what we're going to be doing, why China and Russia are going to be provoked into an attack on the United States. And I think our leaders know exactly what's going to happen, because we are financing in Russia, we're financing every excuse we can have to give them more money. We send them money so that they can dismantle their nuclear arms. Oh, we don't have any money. We're so poor. They got plenty of money. They got enough money to put in new nuclear submarines and to build new intercontinental ballistic missiles. We're not building any new intercontinental ballistic missiles. We're destroying ours, at least we say we're destroying ours. Why would we be unilaterally disarming with the face of the massive nuclear potential that both Russia has and the growing communist threat in China? I think our leaders have a different agenda. And perhaps they don't even understand the agenda, but all throughout history, God has used other nations to punish a nation that's turned against him. And if you read the Bible, you'll find how God used the Assyrians to punish the children of Israel, and he used the Persians or the Chaldeans, to Babylonians, to punish the children of Israel. And I believe God is going to use Russia and China to get the attention of the American people. Nothing else is going to get their attention. We are living in the most wonderful, affluent life. Most of our people are so heavenly-minded, they're no earthly good. And I think the threat is very real, Victor. I really do.
What do you feel we should do as Christians to be prepared other than praying and spreading the word as much as possible?
Well, I think that you want to, you know, get the basic elements that you'd need to survive. You need to have some friends that certainly feel the way you do. You need to get your immune system built up, because I believe that this new SARS virus, we can be doing some programs on that next week. But this, everything points out to the fact that this is a genetically created virus. It's a different virus than any we've seen before. It's not only a coronavirus, but what they're not telling you is that it has elements of the chlamydia bacteria in it, which is why, of course, it infects the lungs. So how did it get the chlamydia into a coronavirus? Well, you do this genetically. The laboratories can do it. But nobody's telling you there is no place in the world we've seen a virus like this before. But that's a whole different story. And
do you believe that SARS virus came from a Chinese weapons lab?
I don't know where it came from. It may have come, well, we can talk about that. If you want to hang on to Like It Back, we'll be glad to cover it, okay?
Okay,
bye-bye, and we'll be back in just a moment here. And we invite your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Have you ever wondered
wondered what really happened at Waco. Have you ever wondered if maybe the government was not giving you the full story? Well, there is the most amazing video. It's called Waco, the Rules of Engagement, 2.5 ripping hours of the story of a government onslaught into a group of peaceable people. Well, their religion may be different than yours and mine, but they were still Christians, they still believed in the Bible, and they believed that the government would one day become their enemy and destroy them. Well, Waco, the Rules of Engagement is a video that everybody who loves freedom should see, because the ultimate conclusion is the government did not want them to come out. The government did everything they could to keep them from coming out, to antagonize them, loud music, lights all the time, to totally create a situation where they could not think clearly or respond normally. Waco, the Rules of Engagement is currently unavailable through regular sources. Call 1-800-5-HIB-WAR right now.
This is Dr. Stan here, and I just want to mention that if you feel run down, if you feel that you need more energy, have you ever considered taking Be Alive Royal Jelly? Now, I've taken this for about 10 years on my own and along with my family. We've been very, very satisfied with it, and recently the Be Alive people approached us and asked if we'd like to have them sponsor us for a month. So we certainly agreed to that because we think it's a great product, and I think you will too. Let me suggest that you call 1-866-233-7500. That's 1-866-233-7500. The product is sold with a money-back guarantee. So give them a call at 1-866-233-7500 and simply ask to learn more about Be Alive Royal Jelly. I think that you'll be very, very satisfied with this product. All right, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Let me just mention that Radio Liberty is carrying the Big Berkey water filters, and certainly if we did have a breakdown of the structure of our society, the one thing you need is water. You can get by without food, but you can't get by without water. And, of course, the Big Berkey, it's stainless steel. It'll filter up to 25 gallons of water a day, certainly enough for a family of four. It has four ceramic filters in it, and it'll filter lake water or stream water or creek water, whatever you've got, and it'll come out, you know, and it's very, very serviceable. It'll take out a lot of the chemicals, and it'll take out all the bacteria, or almost all the bacteria, and microorganisms of cryptosporidium. The Big Berkey has been designed, it's a standard design, it's been used for many years, and ordinarily the $279 are available for $239 from Radio Liberty plus shipping, but if you buy it from us, why, we'll throw in either one of our four tapes sets or one of our videos that we've actually produced. So that's the Big Berkey. It's available in every state except for California and in Iowa. Now, there is a Berkey Light that's available here in California, and it's $199. It's clear plastic, and of course it has these black Berkey filters, which are very efficient. They're even better than the ceramic filters, but they have to be replaced every couple of years. Here you can actually see through this. It's transparent. You can see the water levels. We actually bought one for ourselves, and they work very efficiently. As my wife said at lunch, boy, that water is good that's coming out of the Berkey Light. Anyway, this is $199. It is available from us. It's available in every state but Iowa. So if you want to get a Berkey Light, why, it's $199 plus shipping, and we throw in a video or a four-tape set, and you can talk to the girls. They have a list of those that are readily available, or we'll substitute something else if you want. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 and ask for one or the other. Well, Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and unfortunately our regularly scheduled guest didn't show up, so it's open line, and in response to Victor who had called in earlier, I am very, very concerned about the possibility of that we will have a biological attack and then a nuclear attack in America, because I believe God is going to punish this country. Why shouldn't God punish this country? We are the major source of this drive towards the one world government. And this one world government is designed to become the government of the Antichrist. And God, I don't think, wants that to happen. I think he'll hold it off as long as he can. And I believe that every one of us should be prepared the best we can, the best immune system we can. We have to pray as if it's up to God. But we also have to work as if it's up to us. And if nothing else, we need to tell as many people what's going on. bring some to the Lord and get some of the Christians' head out of the ground. We have so many Christians who worship the ground, their heads buried in. Well, let's go to Fritz calling from Maine. Hi, how are you doing, Fritz?
I'm fine.
Okay, did you have a question or comment?
Yes, I hear a commercial on the phone line, so maybe we have a bad line.
No, we shouldn't have a bad line. I don't know what commercial you're hearing. It's not coming from us.
Well, maybe I could hang up and try again.
Okay, you come back in just a couple of minutes, okay?
Okay, sure
thing.
Okay,
fine. And our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. So anyway, of course, who do we have? We have Demetrius from the Wisconsin.
Yes, sir. And hi, Dr. Stanley. This is the first time I ever heard, well, actually, I've discovered your program about maybe a week ago, and I'm really glad I did, thank God. And there's someone on air with the same like mind, especially about the things that are going on today. And I certainly wish that Richard Holtman could have been on. I would love to have heard or hear what he has to say about things that that are going on presently that are being kept in, from the public's attention. And what I would say, I agree with you about the Third World War and nuclear holocaust in this nation, and also biological, God knows what else, but truly this nation is so sinful. The things that we do with our, and then have a self-righteous, proud attitude about it, there's no doubt about it, that we're in some trouble,
Okay, fine. Did you have a question or comment?
I had a comment. One, since when I heard you that they was going to have Richard Holtman on, back in 76 when I was in college taking up electronic engineering, and I had a hobby of astronomy also. I was sitting looking at the moon in the dead of the winter about in the month of February in 76. I would look at the moon, studying the different craters and all that, and I looked real intently at the smallest craters and things like that so I can get an understanding, the names and location and all that. And I seen an object fly up on the moon, fly over and land again. And it really blew my mind. I thought that the first impression came to my mind is that somebody's up there and they're mining. And I don't know, with this little 4-inch reflective scope I have, that I know our government is clearly where it is, and they are suppressing this information from the public. And that's what caused me to go into far more in-depth research. And today I've come to all the understanding that what they would call us as conspiracy theorists, nuts, or whatever, I've come to the conclusion as to all the things that are going on are by design. The suppression of information, like for instance over there in Iraq, when those reporters was fired upon in that hotel, and then the other news agency, Jazeera, I can't think of the name of it right now. Al Jazeera. Okay, that because of their impartial reporting, or either and it's about the crimes that we're committing, on the civilians. But I noticed another thing too that most
I don't think we are intentionally committing crimes on civilians. But when you're in a war, civilians are going to get killed. That's why you want to avoid a war at all. And I don't think that the average American soldier there really would want to hurt civilians. Some of them may be so angry and so frustrated, like the people at My Lai, and they do things that never in their right mind would they think of doing. But remember, war brings out the worst and also brings out the best in men.
War
is a terrible, terrible thing. War is cruelty, and you can't refine it in any way. That's what General Sherman said during the Civil War, and it's true. And
that's
as he
true.
Said, war is hell. Hey,
it
we're
is.
Out of time. But appreciate so much your call, and please keep listening, and I hope you enjoy the rest of the program.
Okay, thank you very much.
Bye-bye. God bless you. Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan, and we're going to be, of course, talking about, we'll talk about whatever you want to, but I will tell you that these supernatural events are really real. I have no question at all. We have a wonderful video. It's called Deceived. It's a story of how the military has tapped into the supernatural, and there really are people within our military who are trying to tap into these supernatural forces, but, of course, they do so at the risk of their own eternal soul.
Have you ever wondered about the boys we left behind in Vietnam, in Korea? Did you ever know that we left 25,000 American boys behind in Russia, in Siberia, at the end of the Second World War? Have you ever wondered what really happened in Oklahoma City, what really happened with TWA 800 on the way down off the eastern coast about a year ago? Well, ladies and gentlemen, all of the subjects are well covered in a fascinating book by Craig Robinson entitled The Medusa File. Call 1-800-5-HIV or order The Medusa File. Actually, Craig Robinson was a police officer working on the Oklahoma City bombing. And this book has been suppressed very effectively across America. And it's self-published, but I promise you that there's no other book I know that'll give you more contemporary history, frightening history that every American needs to know. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR now.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I just want to mention some of the other things. If you have not made preparations, and you really need to make preparations to protect yourself and your family, Tom Ridge, director of the Office of Homeland Security, says every American should have, in addition to duct tape and plastic, should have a 3-day supply of food and water. What would you do after the third day? Would you go to a concentration camp? They are developing relocation camps in America, and if you don't believe that, you need to hear our 4-tape set on concentration camps. You'll hear what Congressman Gonzalez said during the early 1990s. They were already planning then, in case of terrorism, to arrest American citizens and put them into concentration camps. Our 4-tape set on concentration camps is must, or even better still, our concentration camp special, and then you have our permission to copy this and to get this information out across America. But what you need to protect yourself and your family, one thing would be a food supply and a water supply. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Ask for a Ready Reserve food catalog. In addition to food, it's got all of the sorts of things in there listed that you would need, and then fax it back to us and we'll be sure that you get them. That's the Ready Reserve food catalog. Give us a call at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And then, of course, we have the Berkey water filters. We have a number of things that you really need to get. You need to know how to build up your immunity. And if you haven't yet read Dr. Blaylock's wonderful book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, it is available through Radio Liberty. And in addition, we have a 4-tape set with him, and it's entitled Life-Saving Secrets. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 and order Dr. Blaylock's book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, or the 4-tape set, Life-Saving Secrets, and then lay in the supply of the readily available items that could help you. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and let's see, I think we have Fritz on line one. Fritz, are you there?
Yes.
Now, have you, do you still hear the commercial?
Yes, no, the line is clear now.
All right, fine, well, let's go right ahead then. I'm sorry about that before, I don't know what that was.
About the prospects of war, I would think that's almost a certainty now. The game plan's already been developed. And as we can see it, the whole situation unraveling, they're talking about going into Syria now. So they already have a roadmap of what they want to do.
Well, of course they do. In fact, for any of our listeners who doubt that, you can call CBS, pardon me, I guess it's ABC Nightline, and get the interview that on the 5th of March that Ted Koppel did with William Crystal, who is the chairman of the PNAC group, the Project for the New American Century. And William Crystal lays it very clear. You know, we're going after North Korea. We're going after Iran. We're going after Saudi Arabia. We're going after all of these. This is long-range planning. This is what they want, to plunge us into war after war after war. And then, of course, on the first hour of my Genesis program today, there was a fellow who was talking about women in combat, and I couldn't figure out what he was talking about. And what he was really talking about and putting out a lot of money to get on radio programs is we got to have the draft. Why do we have the draft? Because we're going to leave probably close to 200,000 American soldiers over there in the Middle East. And, of course, we've got to have more military. We don't need military over there. We need people to defend America. That's the purpose of our army, not to pursue an empire. And this is what it's really all about. Okay, Fritz, what else did you want to say?
Well, you mentioned before the Tower of Babel. And the besetting sin of the Tower of Babel was the pride and ambition. And as you mentioned, St. Augustine said they built the tower to avoid another flood, to outwit God. And that's the kind of society we have now, that we're saying we're invincible. No harm is going to befall us, and I think we're going to be in for a whole different scenario.
Oh boy, we're going to rebuild those twin towers bigger and better than ever, and boy, we can do anything in the world because we got the biggest army, and we've got the most powerful bombs, and we got the fastest flying planes. Ladies and gentlemen, God will not be marked, and none of this is done in the name of God.
I believe
it is.
Yes, and you say to defend America, I could make the argument that America no longer, and I know this is has a very harsh sound to it, but I could make the argument that America no longer exists. It was founded by a certain group of people, and they had a distinctive culture. And when I go into New York City or I look at the monuments in any of these New England towns, these people have vanished. I mean, you look at modern art now and rock and roll.
Well, this has all been done intentionally, Fritz. I mean, back during the Vietnam War, they repealed our McCarran Immigration Act to do away with Christian America and replace it with a multicultural society, people who have no attachment at all to America's foundations, its beliefs. And, of course, during Vietnam was used to take God and prayer out of our schools, and we were so concerned about the flag-draped coffins coming home, we couldn't be concerned by the fact we were giving all power to Washington, D.C., and bringing in the Great Society and Medicare and Medi-Cal and welfare and the National Endowment for Arts and all of these things,
and
finding that women had a right to abort their children. The Vietnam was used not to defeat communism.
Absolutely.
We were financing communism. We weren't fighting communism, we were financing communism. And those people who really want to understand this need to see my new video, Iraq, The Untold Story, Prelude to World War III. The video and the syllabus together will give you the documentation that every American needs to see. What else, Fritz?
Well, America was a Christian nation. A nation is someone that has a common language, a common religion. And this, the idea of an extended family, if you will, that's the idea of a nation. Government, that's something else. And our government, the ideology that it has now, as you say, is multiculturalism. And it works against what truly is America. And America has been misappropriated. It's like a trademark now. Anyone can wave the flag. They can have any cultural views. A person can be a polygamist or run a casino and still be considered a good casino because it's been robbed of its moral content.
You're absolutely right. As John Adams said, there is no government that has the power to maintain, freedom, unless there is a constraint, by morality and religion. Our government was made for moral and religious people. It would not work for any other. And that's why they had to take God out of our society and God out of our schools and God out of our culture.
Yes, and they replaced it with the doctrine essentially of evolution. And evolution, from what I've read of it, there was a philosopher named Schopenhauer who was an atheist. He himself did not believe in God. But he wrote that when the Antichrist, if he arrived, his doctrine would be evolution, because it teaches that everything happens at random. And it takes God out of the picture. That's exactly what we teach in our schools.
You're absolutely right. Hey, I've got a full board, but
certainly.
Thanks so much, Colin.
Thank you.
Right on.
Bye.
Okay, let's go to Eric calling from Irvine. And, of course, I apologize to Fritz, because what he was saying was right. I've just got all the lights are blinking at me. Hey, Eric, do you have a question coming?
Yeah. Oh, well, I got a few things to say, but I guess I'll just keep it short because everybody wants to talk, I got a lot of friends that, kind of question when I talk about this global governance and this new world order. How can I pose a question to them stating, okay, this is what's going on. This is what is happening within our government. This is what's going on in our media. How can I present that in a way that would make it a little bit more consumable to them? Because, I mean, most of my Christian friends are just not getting it. You know what I'm saying? So,
well, I think what you want to do is raise the question, do you really think you're getting the truth from the media? do you really think that you're seeing both sides of the news? Well, they'll tell you, oh, yeah, now that we've got Fox News, we're getting the other side. Well, who owns Fox? Who owns the Fox network? And they don't know, but it's Rupert Murdoch. Who is Rupert Murdoch? Did you know that when he went to college, he was known as the Rupert the Red because he had a bust of Lenin on his desk all the time? Do you know that Rupert Murdoch believes in this concept of a ruling elite? He's not any more conservative than Khrushchev is, or was, or than Putin, or any of the others. Why ask them, you know, when the Berlin Wall came down and Russia fell, why was it that... That Gorbachev was allowed to come to America and have his offices at the Presidio? Do you think you could get offices at the Presidio? Why would Gorbachev get offices at the Presidio, but American citizens can't? Why is it that we have our borders open, and why is it that illegal aliens can come into California and can get special tuition at our state colleges, but American citizens from Arizona coming to California would have to pay higher rates? Why is that? Try to get them to think and raise the question in their mind, are we really getting the truth from the media, or is it possible that somebody is manipulating what the American people think? That's how I'd start. And if you can get them to listen to our programs, they'll, when they first hear them, they'll think we're crazy. After a while, they may be afraid we're not.
Yeah. Do you have any documentation, like on Fox News' corporate charter, as far as naming Rupert Murdoch as the person? And any of his, documentation as to stating what he actually believes, you know, if it's communism.
I have an article that I picked up many years ago. Give us a call, and I'll send it to you. Call our 800 number. And
yeah.
Where actually it talks about his having the bust of Lenin and being known as Rupert the Red when he was in college. But of course,
okay.
The thing is, who's behind Rupert Murdoch? Who's providing with the vast amounts of money that he has used to buy up so many of the newspapers and television networks and radio networks, not only in America but throughout the world?
That's actually very good. What do you think about Dennis Prager too?
Well, I think Dennis Prager is a brilliant individual, certainly everything I've seen about him is good. But I really am not an expert on Dennis Prager.
No. Okay. Well, that's all I needed to know. Thanks a lot. God bless.
And you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and we've got Marilyn in Sacramento. Hi, Marilyn. How are you doing?
Hi. I've been wanting to call you for some time, but you've had guests and had a particular topic, so it didn't get back to what I'm thinking. I'd like to say to the last caller and all your listeners that we have to kind of concentrate on one person, not, you know, Fox or not Dennis Prager. We need to support Radio Liberty.
Well, I won't disagree with you there.
Anyway, the thing is, I've been flopping around in various movements for the last 40 years. I've tried schools, I've tried, politics, I've tried the whole thing, partisan politics, that is. And really, you can't just spread your fire all over the map. You have to concentrate on one thing. And I particularly want to commend your newsletters to your audience and also your radio program that comes on regular radio. I do listen on 770 on the dial. It comes out of Modesto. I listen to that every Saturday at 10:30 in the morning. And that's very good, and I take them too. But I subscribe with my $20 a month and get the newsletter, and the newsletters are fabulous, but I want to go to the one single most important thing that you have done is to expose the fraud of the 9/11 bombing, the fraud of story that's come out about it. Your September and October, November 2001 newsletters, plus the testimony of Karen Breitweiser, Kristen Breitweiser, October 2nd. I'm going to take these and make copies of them. Well, I've given the September, October, November 2001 ones to people, but then the testimony of Kristen Breitweiser is just too moving. You just can't deny it if you can just get people to read it. and just hand them that and forget about Fox and and Dennis Prager and Rush Limbaugh. I mean, you know, you can't shoot your fire all over the place. You have to concentrate. There's so many things going wrong. But
let me just comment on what you're saying, and I agree with you totally, Lorraine. If you're out there in the listening audience and you have the Internet, go to my website, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com, and pull down the October 2002 newsletter, and that is Kristen Breitweiser's testimony. And Kristen's husband, Ron, was in the South Tower on September 11th. And you need to read that. And if you can come out with dry eyes after reading what she said, and it was totally blacked out by the controlled media, the television cameras were rolling, the reporters were there, and you'll find only just a very casual reference to what she said in the New York Times, and most of the rest of the media blacked it out. But read what she said, and if you have any question that there was poor knowledge after reading that, why, of course, you're beyond hope. That's the October newsletter, and as of course as Marilyn has suggested, copy the newsletters, get that information out. Marilyn, I appreciate all the good things you're saying. Anything else you want to say?
Well, I appreciate what you do more than I can say. Really, it gives me an outlet for all of my frustrations and agony over what I see coming and what has happened.
Well, our job is to do our best, and remember, it's God's battle. We can't solve all the problems of the world, but we can reach a few people, and I'm excited. I got out of organizations and the political organizations because they're usually taken over by the other side, but I believe we can reach so many people by radio, and I appreciate your membership in the Radio Liberty family of supporters. God bless you.
Oh, thank you, and God bless you, and get your audience to concentrate on just Radio Liberty.
All right. Thanks so much.
Okay.
Oh, let's go to Victor calling. Hi, Victor. Is that you again?
Yes, sir, Dr. Stan.
I'm sorry we lost you before.
That's okay. My wife had a question for you while I was online with you.
All right, fine.
Regarding, we were talking about the Russian potential attack, and she had a question about the superiority of the Russians in the area of Tesla technology, plasma weapons and scalar weapons. Do you have any information on that?
Well, I know that they have that, they have all of these weapons, but what weapons do we have? Our leaders are not stupid. You can say whatever you want to about them. Wicked, evil. When Hillary was in the White House, there were Witches Coven meeting being held in the White House. Remember, she called in Jean Houston and to conjure up the spirits of Eleanor Roosevelt and Mohandas Gandhi. Well, our leaders, some of these people are really into the dark and deep occult, but they're not stupid. So there's a reason why they're allowing Russia and China to get the jump on us. They're in full production for war. They have shelters for most of their people. They could withstand a nuclear attack. We couldn't. We would lose tens, if not hundreds of millions of people in an attack. But our leaders have something. They may have even better weapons. I don't know. I frankly can't tell you. But I can tell you that the American people one day are in for a rude awakening.
Okay, thank you, Dr.
You're
Stan,
welcome.
And God bless your work.
And you too. Bye-bye. Let's go to, who do we have? Is this,
hi.
Is that Lorraine? How are you, Lorraine?
Pretty good, thank you. I was saying, I was listening to another radio show this week, and they were saying that the Trilateral Commission, they're basically the ones funding these pro-war rallies because they are like own Clear Channel. They own them like out of Cayman Islands. And then they're run by Bush Sr. and Kissinger. Have you heard anything about this?
I really haven't, but I have no question at all that the same people are pushing the anti-war movement that are pushing the pro-war movement, because you want to let the people vent their frustration. You want to get them to think that they're really going to have some effect. But we know that certainly during the Vietnam movement, Exxon was actually hiring people from the SDS to be out there demonstrating, and that's covered in a book called The Strawberry Connection. Anybody wants a reference on it? And we know that the communists are behind the current rallies, and we also know, of course, that the communist movement has been funded by the great tax-exempt foundations and the great capitalists for years, and that's why everybody needs to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to find out how they play both sides against the middle, and you and I are in the middle.
But isn't the trilateral different from communism? Are they two separate entities?
They're parallel movements aimed towards the same goal, and that is a one-world movement.
And
you have different people in them, but they work very closely together. And I have been to the headquarters of the Council on Foreign Relations, and you would be amazed at how many communists come there to speak and to study.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Why would we allow, bring in the communist dictators to address the Council on Foreign Relations? Fidel Castro, why would, of course, when Fidel comes to America, he stop off to visit David Rockefeller? Why was Bella Dodd told when she inquired how members of the Communist Party would know what the Communist Party line was during the Second World War? Was she referred to go actually to the Waldorf Astoria Hotel, and this story is in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and consult with three leading American communists, three leading American capitalists? An amazing, amazing story. The relationship between capitalism and communism, because they're both power structures. There was never any communism in Russia. It was all a ruling elite controlling the downtrodden masses. And,
yeah,
of course, we needed an enemy. Hey, we're out of time. God bless you.
Okay.
Thanks so much, Lorraine.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We have a brand new video today on the Oklahoma City bombing. It's called Oklahoma, What Really Happened. And of course, it consists of a lot of never-before-seen video footage. Now, it was seen in Oklahoma City immediately following the bombing of the Murrah Building, but blackout across America. And in this footage, you're going to see the commentators talking about the other bombs that were in the building at the time of the initial bombing. We're told, of course, that Timothy McVeigh acted independently. We're told many things by the media, but wherein does the truth lie? Oklahoma City, what really happened, it will give you the opportunity to see long-suppressed video footage of what really transpired. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for Oklahoma City, what really happened.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and let me just mention a couple of the other items that we carry to help subsidize what we do, although we're pretty primarily listener-supported, but we carry Miracle 2 soap products, and if you've never tried them, we hope you will, and we hope you'll be satisfied with them. There's a soap and a moisturizing soap and a lotion and a gel, and there is a neutralizer, and that many people will take the neutralizer. It seems to help them with their heartburn, but we can't make any medical claims for it. We can only tell you to try the products, and we hope that you'll like them. And if you'd like more information, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And ask for information on Miracle 2 soap products, or better still, we hope that you'll actually go ahead and order the introductory set of these soaps. We used them for about 3 or 4 months before we offered them, because we wanted to make sure they were good, and I'm sold on them, and I will tell you, I get all sorts of reports from people all across the country with amazing, amazing stories of the success they've had with Miracle 2 soap products. And then, of course, we carry Phonopoly. It's a board game that'll teach children how to read phonetically and spell phonetically and pronounce words phonetically. And if you have children or grandchildren, you owe it to them to actually get a Phonopoly set so that they can learn really how to read, because the method that they have, they've devised, has been intended to dumb down children so that their brains wouldn't work normally. You say, that couldn't be. Well, you need to get some of the books we have. When you buy the Phonopoly set, we get actually 5 board games and 2 bonus games, and then, of course, you get 2 books, which we throw in. It explains how they've deliberately dumbed down our children. Most of these programs cost $300, $400, $500, $600. This is $139.95. Call 1-800-544-8927. It's Phonopoly. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time, of course, when we have to remind you that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and if you're out there listening to us, we hope that many of you will decide right now you're going to join the Radio Liberty family and help us as we reach out across America 5 hours every day. And, of course, our weekend program goes to about 35 stations. We're trying to get people to understand what's really going on. And, of course, first of all, you can join the Radio Liberty family for a suggested gift of $20 a month or more, and you'll get our 4 best tapes of the month. You'll get our monthly newsletter, but you'll be helping us do what we do. and that is educate the American people. Now, if you'd like a free copy of our newsletter, why, of course, you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Our March newsletter goes into the long-range plan for the war in Iraq that began back in 1997. And you don't have to read what I say. You read what they say. This is the project for the New American Century Group, headed by Donald Rumsfeld, Dick Cheney, Paul Wolfowitz, John Boland, and many others. And, of course, we give you the names of that, many of these people in the previous month in my, February newsletter. You go to our website at radioliberty.com. You can pull them down, but better still, go to their website at newamericancentury.org and read their plans. Find out how a year before the September 11th attack, they were saying, gee, what we really need if we're going to get this transformation of our military is an incident, a catastrophic and catalytic event like another Pearl Harbor. And just 12 months later, guess what? We had another Pearl Harbor. And nobody's ever explained why there were no planes in the air that day. Nobody's ever explained why they stopped 9 of the hijackers at the airports and they were all released to go there. Nobody's ever explained why within a couple of hours of the attack, when we had no idea who was involved, why, of course, the FBI was at the restaurants where the hijackers had eaten at the schools where they had trained in the neighborhoods where they lived. How did they know that soon? Ladies and gentlemen, what you're never hearing, and hopefully next week we're going to have David Shippers with us, is that David Shippers and a number of other people were warned about the attack and that government did absolutely nothing about it. And as Robert Baer says in his excellent book, See No Evil, he was told by a newspaper reporter off the record by one of the highest ranking CIA officials that when the smoke settled after September 11th, why the American people would see what had happened, not as a failure for the American intelligence agencies, but as a triumph. How could be the death of 3,000 Americans be a triumph? Because we would never have gone to war with Afghanistan if it hadn't been for September 11th. We wouldn't have gone to war with Iraq, and we wouldn't be going to war with Syria and with Korea and with Iran and with Saudi Arabia and all of these other countries. We would not be, the American people would never have been willing to do this. We would not be having more and more terrorist attacks on America, which are actively being promoted by what we're doing today and a response to what we're doing today. Ladies and gentlemen, this is all laid out. They know exactly what they're doing, where they're following a script, and you need to read the script. You need to get some of my videos, things like 911 contrived. It's a talk I gave, a 2.25-hour talk, 2-hour and 20-minute talk about what led up to 911 from a historical perspective. And then, of course, tell other people about our programs. Tell other people about our website. Go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's www.radioliberty.com. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for our leaders. We ask you to pray for our ministers. We ask you to pray for our boys overseas. And don't let them start the draft. That's the next thing. On our organized effort to begin drafting men to send them into the meat grinders throughout the world. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And so until Monday, when we'll be back, Dr. Stan, may the Lord be with you.
Dan.
Yeah, I had a feeling that would happen with the open line.
I'm sure I wasn't that.
Oh, the calls.
Yeah, we got a lot of them.